Ramban, that Sfira Saimer, and I want to read to you, we've got Seda Hayoim over here, my favorite Sefer. Seda Hayoim. What famous Kiddush that everybody knows by heart, the Seda Hayoim wrote, Michael, you know history. What famous Kiddush Seda Hayoim wrote? Everybody loves that Kiddush. Everybody loves the Kiddush of the Seda Hayoim. Give me the Chumash Ramban and Shem Yigo. Yeah, no, what famous Kiddush of the Seda Hayoim wrote? He wrote, I'll give you a hint. I once heard Regesh Abish Brot singing this Kiddush. Not Tanya. Which Kiddush Abish Brot sing from Seda Hayoim? Such a bucky, I was amazed at Zacchaeus and the Seder Hayoim, he's singing this Kiddush. I was amazed, astonished at his Kiddush in the Seder Hayoim. He's singing it, Seder Hayoim's Kiddush. I'm so surprised he knew it. How did he come to it? The Seder Hayoim. One second. So I'll tell you, what's Kiddush? Did he know from the Seder Hayoim? It was a remarkable kiss. 1 minute. Where's this Ramban? Which Kiddush did he write over here? Alright, where's Ramban? Moida Ani. He'll be kiss in Seder Hayoim. Moira Anil Fanach Malachai Vekayom, Shavzat Minishmasel. Who do you think made that up? Rabbi Sinheller? Who made up Moira Anil? Seder Hayoim. Are you still astonished by the Bekias of Abish Brot? He knew Seder Hayoim by heart. Moira Anil! He made it up. So I'll tell you another for you soon. First, I'll swear to Aima. Yeah. Sfira Saima. He says Tmimois. What's Tmimois mean? So everybody know what's Tmimois. Listen in. Mispa Hayomi Miyumat Snufo Ad Yoy Mikro Kodesh to Mispa Shonim Shnois Hashmita Yoyvo. But Tam Echoz. Look at that. Doesn't say what the time is. Al kintisbu chamishim yoyim shiyisbu sheva shavosos teish vaboyim yoyim yekadesh yoyim achamishim hanispar b'yodoy. What does that mean? What is nispar b'yodoy? It's automatic. Without counting it. It's counted. Nispar b'yodoy. Chamishim b'yodoy. Yov also says, what's the b'yodoy? Nasa chamishim. It's part of the... You hear that? And this is what we're doing. V'zeo atam she'tiyeno amuchuvonos to be precise v'y pochos v'y yoyser ketam t'mimim yiyu she'ayeser k'moya choser yeser k'notol eninu tonim v'y pochos v'y yoyser. Whoa. What's Tmimois mean? Precise. And that's why, if you miss a day of Sfira Saima, you know, Yoitza, Tmimois.
That's true.
You add a day, yeah. You add a day. Right? You add a day. It's a Sfira. What's he say? You add a day to Sfira. What's it then? Sha'yeser k'moya choser. Right? You have an animal with two hearts. Right? An animal with a chicken. How many legs does a chicken have? Two. You have chicken with three legs. Big problem. Yeser k'choser. You can't hear a word. You hear that? For a while they had mezuzahs with a stamped imprint of the Rabbanut. Pasal. Why is it pasal? Why?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, chaser. You know that? Too much. Too much. It's an amazing thing will come out. Let's say somebody counted tonight. Right? It's chaser. It's retroactively. It's not yoitzer. Well, you say, yes, I'm a chaser. Isn't that amazing? And this probability means that the automatic is okay. We'll count tonight. Wow. A yeser k'mei achaser. It should be exact. Right. Yeser k'mei achaser. It should be precise and exact. Now, counted oimer is a cheshik in learning, the Ran says. Right? So, too much cheshik. Right. I remember somebody read my oldest daughter, Resnick, the biggest masman in Ponovich. Then Ponovich was Chosh, not like a battleground. Then was a Chosh yeshiva, very Chosh. It was number one yeshiva. Biggest masman, number one. Guess what I said? Guess what I said? What did Rabbi Shurkin say to the Shatran? Guess what I said? Give me number two. Give me number two. Guess what happened? He married one of the famous yeshiva's daughter, and 8 months later, guess what happened? Guess what happened 8 months later? Divorced! I said, give me number two. I don't want number one. That's yes, sir. Yes, sir, too much. Even though now yeshiva, no one was over that yet. Of yes, sir, too much. I haven't seen that too much in the yeshiva yet. But it comes out of Kwent Ramban. Yes, sir, kachaser. Hear that? That's by Kashrus. I had a story that a guy told me, he bought a chicken in the supermarket, and they unpacked it, the wife showed, three legs on the chicken. So he called up two famous poskim, and the wife cooked that chicken with two other chickens. So the two poskim said, yeser kachaser. Draw it out. So I have my shita by Israeli poskim. So I said, did they ask to look at it? No, over the phone. I said, that's not a psak. Over the phone, didn't look at it. And I'm going to do research. And you do research. So I have a neighbor, a shoychet, you know this stuff. He said, it happens every day. Your more says, it's only yeser, it's totally developed leg. You know that? Totally developed. Which is impossible, because they shecht it when it's a month old, they shecht the chickens. It takes 2 years, he's totally developed anyway. And the Mashgiach, they certainly saw it. And it's Koshel Mahadrin. The guy threw out three chickens. Koshel Mahadrin. It's not yes unless it's perfectly developed to be called a yeser. It was Koshel Chathila. Koshel Chathila. So yes, the Shoichet. These places don't know anything. See, they're worse things they don't know. Worse things. Because they're not hands-on, you know what I mean? They're not hands-on. The Moshe Feinstein told my brother he's more at home in the insides of a cow than he's in his apartment. He had a small apartment. He's more familiar with the insides of a cow than he is with his own apartment. These guys from Sfarim, you know exactly nothing. Anyway, he said, I suspected that. It's not yes, sir, unless it's a real yes, sir. So anyway, that's the idea. What's the idea behind this? The purpose of stress is cheshek. Don't overdo it. And more deeper than that, the idea is to be satisfied, satiated. The Gemara learns out Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon, you know that? They sphere. A person is supposed to be satiated with the 50, with the 49. Right? He's not satiated yet. Right? He's not satiated. I saw articles in the... I mean, I had a good friend, Bolibor Finkel. So, one of the famous... I'm not going to say the name. One of the famous Bali Machshava, the Sefer, came out. So he looked in it. A famous Bali Machshava. And the Sefer came out. My friend opened it up. He said, Baruch Hashem, I don't understand one word. Baruch Hashem, I don't understand one word. You know? In Yiddish is much better. Hashtekin ain't vartnish, Baruch Hashem. You know that? Baruch Hashem, I don't understand. Famous Baal Machshava. I don't say Lashon Hara this year. Right. So he said, that's Yeser Kachoser. What are you counting? Still counting? What do you mean? What are you still counting for, you jerk? You got the Torah. What are you still counting? He's still counting for Shugana. What's he still counting? Not good enough. I remember when I landed, a group of boys from heaven wanted to speak to me. They heard about me. I should speak to them. Tell them Torah every week. I said, you finished with Rav Brody? You finished with Rav Brody already? You finished with him already? Did you come to me? You finished already with him? When you finished with him, yeah. You finished with him, you come to me. You finished with Brody already. You finished with him, you come to me. That's Yeser, Kachoser. Yeser, Kachoser. You're still counting this nut cake after 50 days. Now give me the Seder Hayoim. Now, everyone wrote books about this. What's he famous for? Let's repeat. What's he famous for? Moida Ani. You never heard the nigga Moida Ani for enough? That's very good. Regesh, what is that? Moody Chase? What band is that? Huh? Huh? Shaggy Lang? No, that's Simcha's father. Yeah? So the Seder Hayoim speaks about Shavuos over here. But staying up the whole night. Oy woo boy, oy woo boy. Yeah. You heard me? Yeah. Staying up the whole night, oy woo boy, 12:01. But Hagash Roy's. Roy, she samach by Adam. Simcha Yisera. Oh, you heard I told my grandson, more than any other emptied. Why? Nay, who yoim, she nitna, for Torah tomorrow, this Roy Psachim. Hakol moidim b'kdushasei ha-godol m'kdushas shon yom tovim. It's holier than Rosh Hashanah, holier than anything else. Wow. Hakol moidim b'atzeres debinu lachem. How do you express this? Everybody express kedusha by cheese danishes and blintzes. Actually, the real minig is honey cake. Dvash v'cholov tachad l'shonich, it says. So honey cake is more important than the milchiks. By the kiddush, do you serve honey cake?
I think so.
Huh?
Cheesecake.
And it's cholov. But dvash. Dvash v'cholov tachad l'shonich. V'hatam. Oh, v'hatam. But Rashi had the time. What's the reason? What's the reason for the chiyuv to have delicious? What is igla tulsa? Gemara says. What's igla tulsa? Igla tulsa is el gaucho. Pomegranate. The pomegranate private company. Right. But Tom, I told my son, his whole salary, he works in America, whole salary goes for pomegranate. I said, I'm getting married, it's cheaper. Hatam. Why you have to have so much gashmias? So much gashmias on Shavuos. So Eshach Chochma has a land, and Shoinim have his Seder Hayoyim. Vatam Kidei L'Sameach HaGuf. HaGuf. Your horrible guf. Horrible? She'oisik b'toyro b'mitzvahs. She'nitno hayoyim hazeh. Chaim otzeinu b'mabrido avino d'kulushata b'taniso b'mitzarto. Itam ze shomarnu. Ein roi la'ano isa guf b'yim hazeh. Don't torture the guf on this day. Why? He says, even the mtsa'o mtsa'o is a guf ha'term is kaimo ve'en zulosoi kiyum ve'loi le'samchoi le'angoi ve'simach ha'ter yesh mishah ha'agim o'moyadim. He said an interesting thing. In a term is kayemes mtsois ha'guf ha'term is kayemes. There's a Gemara. Sisu may I. My tummy should be happy. Hear that? The guf. It's a joint enterprise when you learn. It's a joint enterprise. Hear that? You learn with your body. There's a Gemara of Yechon Suri Shlokosh, who was a thug, and he was swimming against the rapids. He said, you're so strong, you should be a lamdan. You hear that? You learn. Learning is a physical act. How do I know? I'm so yisaguf, he says. You hear that? You like Coke? Why did Hashem make Coke? And for whom did he make the Coke? Whom did he make the Coke? Right. You like Coke? It's, you learn with your body. I remember one of the upsetting moments in my life. So we were learning the last years of the Rav. We were learning, we came across the Sugi Makalka B'Chabura. It's a long Bava Mora Ramban. And Barry Reichman's Rebbe would do the Ramban Bava Mora. Guess what he said? Can't do it anymore. The body was gone. You learn with your stomach. You learn with your body. You hear that? You learn with you have to be very strong. And not just strong, but happy. You'll be happy. Correct? Now, that doesn't mean a guy can walk and be smedjish, barefooted with shorts and cross his legs and put his feet on the table and learn 1 o'clock in the morning. There's a certain amount of tznius. Right? But you have to, your body is, your donor says, that he says also learn Shavuos also a little bit. Because it's also nefesh to learn with. In kol zeh, in roi limshoich, simchos, in kol ayom, ki gam ha-nefesh, ki ha-maskeles, in yit simcho. And they had simcho with a good word. Right, a good deal. So he says, Ikut Hale is a Talmud, Bakium, Tolibe, Havana, Havana, no tikkum. Havana Seichel, Lahavdil, in Torah of Thor, to differentiate. Benissa Lehetta, Mutter, Vain, some Chosa Kim, Lots of Victoria Mitzvahs. With Frat Leo Shavuos, the night of Shavuos is the most important thing. Jordan, Sahodam, Lassak, bro. Call Halayla! Oi! Oi! Buba. The learning is a physical act. The mtsoi saguf. You got that? Physical act. And who was it? The shach or somebody? When he used to learn, he put in front of him a plate of golden coins. Right? I put gold in my gurot. And he South Africa, they all do it. Right, golden coins, the beers, and then they throw their hand when they learn. To make the body happy. Hear that? So they say in the Chazanish, if the Ksois would have enjoyed it, Kugel, he never would have been able to write the Ksois. He does, Brim missed the word. Chaim Brim is the source of it. He missed the word. If the Ksois would have, if the Ksois wouldn't have enjoyed a Kugel, he couldn't have written the Ksois. Not that he would have enjoyed the Ksois. He would not have enjoyed the Kugel. The only way to write a Ksois is by a Kugel. Right? That's a Hovel Igla Tilsa. It's Shtusim Vavolim. Shtusim Vavolim. That statement. I saw in a safe on the outside, they're selling it. That anybody's learning compare as a mushroom, says Kishmak like an ice cream, says Glida, is Mufka from learning. Every other word my father used to say, isn't this better than ice cream, right? Isn't this ice cream good? Every other word was like that. Right? The difference between my father and this guy is full of, doesn't know a word how to learn, never learned in his life, busy telling people off, right? Is one big piece of nastiness. And my father enjoyed life, enjoyed learning, to such an extent. He got thousands of people into it. He got thousands of people. I had a maisa, a boy in yeshiva came over to me, not my shadow, he is. And amazing, gives me a check, $5,000. What's this? He said, what's this about? I said, Ken Yerba, I appreciate it. But what's it all about? Someone said, Pshat Loli De Matnas Boss of Adam, when he opens his hand, all there is there is Boss of Adam. That's it. He opens his hand to give you all there is there is Boss of Adam. The check is fine. Yeah, anyway, yeah. So I traced the name. I said, what's this? I can't use a check like that. I got the name, and my wife did research, and she did research, got the name, after very hard, and I got the name. Somewhere in Queens over there, I called them up. I said, what's this about? I said, I'm an old man, I'm going over my life, and the only time I really enjoyed learning was your father's year. I feel I owe him something. And he's Nifta with his son. He sent me a check. Imagine that. That's only one time. Don't think of getting it again. And also, don't tell my wife. Two conditions, you know that? It's amazing. I couldn't go over this story. 1 year of my life, 2 years, he was my father, 3 years of Chaim Berlin. You know that? He enjoyed learning. He enjoyed Simchas HaTorah. There's a Simcha. There's a... It's a double, and therefore Shavuos. Shavuos is a time when you Sameach with the Torah. But it wasn't just the Neshama. It was the Guf doing it. Hear that? The Guf learned. Tzvakaras HaTov. Hakarash Atoiv to your goof. Hear that? Go out and buy yourself they serve meat here?
Yeah. Hopefully.
Meat. Hopefully. Not yeah. Two-legged. Or three-legged. Four legs, yeah? He said more than any other yomtiv, he said. Igla Tilsa. You heard of Al Gaucho? I don't know about the kasha. I'll tell you the Brisk Rub story and finish. Brisk went to Switzerland, he had asthma. So they asked him about a certain hotel. He said, a very good hotel. All the Rebbes eat there. A very good hotel. All the Rebbes go there. Kashas, I don't know. But it's a very good hotel. Kashas, I don't know. But it's a very, very good hotel. So I said, El Gaucho, I heard about. Hear that? Very good lamb chops. Right? Catch that or no? The truth, you have to worry about Sisu Mei. And shekoyach to yourself, shekoyach to the goof, yeah. And the gold coins Johannesburg will get for you from South Africa.